they use silver in hospitals for burn patients because it heals your skin. It helps to heal your skin. Diabetics wear socks that have silver in them because they have to keep their feet free from infection.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. In this episode, we'd like to take a moment to answer the question that our listeners have asked us. How do we find these brands to feature on our show? We find the brands online and some are recommended to us by our listeners. But in no event do we accept samples, products, or promotions from these brands. Our strong belief is that it keeps our podcast neutral, informative, and an unbiased way to share mindful business practices with our listeners. Today, we have with us Lori Garnier, creator of Silver Spun Goods, silver infused socks, the healthiest socks that you will ever wear. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Tell me, why silver? What's so special about silver?
Well, silver has been used as a healing property forever, pretty much. And I read about somebody that had some sort of cotton type yarn that was spun with silver. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. And I looked to see if we had anything here in the States like that and couldn't find anything. So I thought, well, shoot, I'm just going to make it. But before I did that, I wanted to research about the silver. And so I found so many interesting things about silver. You know, all these little tidbits that I love to tell people, like, you know that saying, born with a silver spoon in his mouth?
Yes.
You know? Okay. So what does that mean to you?
Somebody who's wealthy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what everybody says. But originally, it meant they were healthy because they used to eat on silver utensils, and silver kills germs, so they tended to be healthier. Now, granted, if you were able back in the 1800s and the 1700s able to, you know, afford silver utensils, the odds are you were also very wealthy. But the silver is what kept them healthy, so the healthy eventually came to be wealthy. But that sort of got me to thinking, well, you know, what other stories do we have about the silver and why people have been using silver? They use silver in hospitals for burn patients because it heals your skin. It helps to heal your skin. Diabetics wear socks that have silver in them because they have to keep their feet free from infection and that sort of thing. And then a couple of the other stories that I found that, like during the American Civil War, after a battle was over, the doctors from both sides would go out into the field to see if there was anybody still alive, right? And in their doctor bags, they carried silver wires. And if they found anyone that was still alive, what they would do is they would stick that silver wire into, I know it's kind of gross, but they'd stick the silver wire into the bullet wound, and that would help prevent infection. And the odds of that person surviving were a little better than the ones that didn't, because you can imagine that infection would just take over like crazy, right?
True.
So I thought that was pretty cool. That's why I decided to do silver, because silver, it's a therapeutic yarn, and that's what I wanted to develop, was a therapeutic yarn, and silver seemed to be the way to go.
Yes, all along history, we've heard of instances where silver was used for medicinal purposes, like you stated, like even from Hippocrates to the 20th century, some of the tubes are lined with silver to prevent infection. And like you said, in the hospitals in Rhodes, mm-hmm. Greece, the knights who were tending to the wounded soldiers realized the ones who ate off silver tableware did not fall as ill as the others. So,
isn't that crazy?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Does copper have the same effect in terms of conductivity and you know, their copper pot?
It does. There is a product that I actually got my hands on that did have copper. Silver tends to have a better effect than copper does, but silver is the number one conductor. Let's say silver gets 4 stars and copper gets 2 stars.
So how did your journey start?
You know how you used to Google yourself?
I was not famous enough to Google myself.
Oh, I wasn't Googling me. I was Googling my company. Before I started Silver Spun Goods, I had another company. I actually had 2 companies. I had the Feel Good Yarn Company, which is the company that I still have that produces the yarn with the silver in it. But then prior to that, I had another company called Knit Out of the Box. And one day I just sat down and I Googled Knit Out of the Box, and this company came up that had a very similar name. And I'm like, what? How could they have the same name as my company? Well, it turns out that they weren't in the States or anything like that. But they did have a yarn that had silver in it. And I thought that was pretty cool. I ordered some because I had never even heard of anything like it before. So I ordered some and it was very coarse, but it was instead of plied, which means it's wound, spun. So anyway, this particular yarn happened to be chain. It's like a crochet chained in, as opposed to plied. And it was kind of coarse and didn't really like it, but I thought it was an awesome thing to have yarn. And it was cotton as well, to have cotton yarn spun with silver. So I just decided that I was going to make it myself. I didn't know anything about having yarn made, but, you know, I've been knitting since I was 6 years old. Textiles has just sort of been part of me forever. And so someone turned me on to the Textile College at North Carolina State University. So I called them up, and this was back in December of 2013. So I called them up and I said, you know, I want to spin a cotton yarn with silver. And I'm sure they like took the phone away from their ear and just sort of looked at it like, who is this crazy woman? How does she think we're going to do this? But they agreed to have me come down and talk to them. I went down. It was like 2 weeks before Christmas in 2013. I live in DC and they're in Raleigh, North Carolina. So it took me about 5 hours to get there. And I got there and my contact met me in the parking lot. And he said, okay, this is great because the dean of the school also wants to meet with you. And I was like, oh man, this is awesome, right? We go to the dean's office and he comes around his desk and he shakes my hand and he said, I've only got 15 minutes and then I'm out of here. And I'm like, oh man, you know, I just drove 5.5 hours, so I better make this good. So we sat down at this table in his office and, you know, I start presenting my idea. And needless to say, an hour and a half later, we're all sitting there. He blew off his appointment and they agreed to make some prototypes for me. Now, up until this point, they had never made a yarn for the hand knitting market because that's what I wanted to do. The hand knitting market was sort of what I know and what I had been in for quite some time.
So when you say hand knitting, it is just, you know, the knitting with the needles.
Correct. So in other words, people with knitting needles would buy my yarn and make things. You know, they'd make sweaters or socks or hats or whatever, but they would do it by hand. It would not be done by machine. And also that meant that they would just buy the skeins of yarn. They wouldn't buy something already ready to wear like I'm doing now. They had never actually spun any yarn for the hand knitting market. Mostly the yarn that they were spinning was for to eventually be made into fabrics. So it was much, much thinner. The first prototype he came up with me was, it wasn't very good. It was a little too thin and he just took the silver and wrapped it around the yarn. And as a hand knitter, can't have anything sort of wrapped around the yarn because the tips of the needle are going to get stuck. So we went back to the drawing board and after about three prototypes, he finally came up with something that I thought would work. And it was 100% cotton, US cotton, spun with the silver. And so he made up like, I think the initial run he made for me was maybe 100 skeins. And so I said, okay, there's a very small fiber festival coming up. I'm going to get a booth and see if this stuff sells. Because I didn't even know if I had a market for it, you know. So I went to the festival and most of the people there, they were all animal fibers, wool or alpaca. I was the only one that had cotton. It was a 2-day festival. And by the second day, I had sold almost all of my stock. And so I thought, whoa, I guess I have something here. And I went back to Tim, who is my spinner. I said, Tim, I think we have something here. So I want to order some and make some. So that's where we are. And so what I did is, let's see, in April of 2014, I launched the Feel Good Yarn Company, which, and I only had one item, which was my silver spun yarn, did really, really well with it. The next year, I went back to the same festival and took the yarn, and by now I have it branded and I have labels and all that sort of stuff. And I have been marketing it as a therapeutic yarn. The silver gives it antibacterial, antimicrobial, and thermal properties. And conductive properties. So the antibacterial is basically you could knit a pair of socks with this yarn. And because the silver tends to kill odor causing bacteria, you can sort of wear the socks a little longer than you would a normal pair of socks, right? The antimicrobial kills germs, so it's great for people that are diabetic, that have to keep their feet free from infection. And then the thermal properties, it really works. It helps people that have arthritis because it tends to keep the joints warm. And then the conductive properties, which if I would have paid more attention in chemistry, I would have known that silver is a conductive element, right? You can knit a pair of gloves with my yarn and use your touch screen and use your phone. You don't have to take your gloves off because of the conductive properties. So it has these four amazing qualities that most yarns don't have.
So why did you pick cotton?
You know why I picked cotton? It's because I like cotton. Also because there are a number of people that they have an aversion or they have an allergy to animal fibers. And cotton is what's grown down in North Carolina, and that's where the cotton industry was based. So Tim, my spinner, that's what he really knows. He knows cotton.
Because cotton is hard to knit with, right?
Well, that's the other thing. It's funny that you should. Are you a knitter?
Barely.
But you're right. You're right. Most people, I did not like to knit with cotton. The reason being is it has no give and it's very hard on your hands, especially if you used a mercerized cotton. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you know, you could knit a beautiful sweater that's like, let's say it's at your waist when you finish it, but by the time you've worn it a couple of times, it could be down to your knees because it stretches and it has no memory. So it just stays that way, right? It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, the great thing about my silver spun yarn is that it has a memory because the silver, I wanted to have some sort of memory in the cotton so that it wouldn't be hard on your hands. Because if I'm marketing it to people that have arthritis and things like that, you know, they're not going to knit with a cotton that's going to hurt their hand, right? The silver is wrapped with a very, very fine piece of lycra that gives it elasticity so the silver fiber doesn't break, but it also gives the yarn a memory. So this yarn is stretchy. Oh. So it goes back to the way you knit it. So if you knit a pair of socks, they're going to stay that way. They're not going to get bigger. If you knit a sweater, it's going to stay at your waist and not your hips. So
how do you spin it? Is it machine spun or is it hand spun? Mm-hmm.
It's machine spun. They have a whole lab down there at NC State. The other reason that my yarn is so soft is that it's combed twice. So normally you just comb the cotton once to get all of the fibers, you know, and to get all the gunk out and all that sort of stuff and then get all the fibers going one way. But we comb it twice to give it an additional softness. And then it goes through the whole process of being carded and spun and all that sort of stuff. And then in the end, he had to come up with a way to actually add the silver to get the silver in, because the silver is actually spun around each ply and the yarn is a 2-ply yarn. So each ply actually has silver in it. If you took the plies apart, you would still have silver, the same amount of silver in each ply.
Yes. And I wanted to add, silver is so malleable. It's so soft. Mm-hmm. There are some saris woven in India with silver threads.
Yes. And
the way you test that it's pure silver is it should feel as soft